I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Again, and welcome to Saving Sex and the City 3. I'm your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and this is the podcast where me and a guest reimagine the movie Sex and the City 3 and make our fantasies a reality. And with me today is a very special someone. You may know him from the hit podcast Keep It. It's Louis Vertel.
Oh, Lara, it is such a relief to be here. I'm already so in a therapeutic space knowing I get to talk about this. You know, that my mind gets to wander. Like, if it's that, like, coloring feeling, you know?
Yeah. It's art, basically.
That's it's right. The best therapy. Art. Mm-hmm. Right. Most of the best art comes from coloring. People don't know that.
Yes. And thinking about Sex and the City 3.
Right.
Or just Sex and the City in general.
I literally, even just saying character names, you know, Bunny McDougal. Like, I feel so much better, you know?
In this day and age, we need Sex and the City now more than ever.
Right. And the noun's from Sex and the City. That's yeah. Right.
Tell everyone what else you do, because Keep It's only one part of like everything.
Yeah. A strange empire.
Yeah.
And by empire, I mean, I mostly am in the freelance, like I write for New York Magazine. Sometimes I just got done recapping American Idol for them, which is a weird, vast undertaking since it is sometimes twice a week.
They rebooted it. No.
That's correct.
Okay.
Katy Perry and Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, and they were sleepy. So I was sleepy too. It was hard.
I didn't hear anything about that show. Like, the only thing I know about it is that Katy Perry wore some good outfits.
She sure did.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and deep, like, what people wear in like the opera type outfit. So that was exciting.
Yeah, she glammed it up.
Yeah. And also, she actually redeemed herself for a while. There was a time in the middle of the season when I thought she was the best judge they ever had, because mm-hmm. she'd be honest and stuff. And then they, like, I don't know, someone got in her ear. I'm always thinking about who's in those people's ears, because they always get so boring.
Yeah.
You know, it's like producer. They forget they're making a TV show or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like have no, is it over now?
Thankfully, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm here, yes.
Okay, so the way this works for anyone that is just tuning in, first time Sex and the City virgin, is that I asked my guests to come up with log lines either for all the girls or just an overarching log line for the movie, and then we like build it from there. So it's pretty simple.
Right. No, I've heard you. I listened. My friend Carrie O'Donnell was on one of the recent episodes, and we wrote on Billy on the Street together. And I was waiting for him to say the word haunted 50,000 times, since that's his whole life, saying the word haunted.
He loves a haunted moment.
And Danny Pellegrino's I listened to too. And I was really impressed with his 13 Reasons Why take.
Yeah, that was epic. That was actually, it was a challenge to kind of tie that all together.
Right.
And I feel like the third act could probably use a little bit of finessing, but it really happened. And there was so many like cultural moments in his version.
Right,
that
yes.
It kind of made up for where the story might have fallen apart.
Also, do you know what I didn't think about until I listened to that episode was how much Charlotte actually is like a Real Housewife of New York.
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. Like her like weird grievances and her like nuisances with things that would not bother anybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Charlotte has a lot of drama with people.
Right.
That they don't even know about.
No, exactly. And it's like driving her crazy. And she has that kind of like I'm not like a huge Housewives person, but like she has that Ramona like bees run my brain thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that like franticness.
And she's like a repeater where she gets yes. like, fired up and needs to say the same thing like three times.
Oh my God, a repeater. That should be an actual syndrome.
Yeah.
No, but I thought that was very thrilling.
Oh, yeah, I was like, I was really into his. Everyone is coming up with great ideas, and there's like, what I love is there are just no rules. So it
and by
be...
the way, this, as you've talked about before, that you love the second one, but the second one is in a way so formally bad that like actually all ideas are now even more acceptable.
Yeah, no, you know? it made it so that anything is on the table,
right?
Yeah. And like you can go in any direction and kind of be as offensive as you want because the second one was so offensive.
Before we started, we were talking about how Madonna has been Asian at least four times, mm-hmm. and in that one they were just like, "Should we do 20 things that are going to offend everybody?" Like the full BuzzFeed list is there, so yeah, you know. Okay.
So, lay it on me. I'm excited.
Okay. So I've just written some basic things down. Can't be held responsible for how developed or undeveloped it is. All right. The four girls are sitting in the restaurant, the very one where they are when Carrie comes back from Paris.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're there.
Of course.
And by the way,
their classic brunch spot.
Precisely.
Yeah.
In my version, I have no time for exposition. Like no time.
You're just getting right into
we're
it.
We're here. Okay. Like first, like,
well, you know what? They're getting older, so they don't have time to waste.
Exactly. Yeah. No, in book club, they just literally had like a montage of just shots of them hanging out and we were right into it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I
it.
And book club is one of my favorites of 2018.
Me too.
Yeah. It's great.
Candy killed it. we have no time for backstory. Samantha says, I'm retired and on fire. Charlotte says, I can't believe I have a 10-year-old. You know, just like right off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Miranda has a gavel and a robe and just says nothing. Just like full, she's a judge now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Carrie storms in and she just goes, looks at them. She goes, ladies, we're going back to Abu Dhabi. Like that, with her fingers in the air, because Carrie's always like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're just kind of like, what? And Carrie, who has just not learned the lesson from like the critical backlash of that movie, she goes, ladies, I had the time of my life. I love it there, and we're going back.
She's like, I left my passport there. Yeah. They helped me get it back. People right. are nice there.
You
I don't
believe
care
how nice
they tried
they
to murder Samantha.
No, doesn't care.
That
loved
was her
it.
Fault.
Right. Yeah. Like the even more exotic Marigold. Like just like she's going for it. She's mm-hmm. going back. So that's where we begin in just... She has not learned her lesson. And Carrie's entire arc through the movie... Well, I mean, she'll have several other arcs. But like the through line for me... This is a very specific pop culture memory. Do you remember Avril Lavigne having a song a few years ago called Hello Kitty?
No.
Okay, it was like a disturbing video where she kind of like appropriated a little bit of a rap stance and she was like okay. in our face and she said, like a fat kid on a pack of Smarties, just like real obnoxious humor.
Yeah.
In this movie, Carrie is striking that pose where she loves Abu Dhabi so much and is rubbing it in our face.
Yeah.
She's like, you don't want to be here and I do.
Yeah.
You know,
she's like, this is my safe space.
Yes.
And all the girls have probably had sidebar conversations about like Carrie's obsessed with Abu Dhabi and she's like constantly asking
right.
him to go back or like bringing up like memories and like photos on iPhone. And they're like,
it was fine.
Hated,
like, yeah, whatever.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended on a really dark note. Like, yeah. We actually prefer it here, and there's several other vacation spots that
right.
we'd love to check out.
Like, like
Miranda's
Hawaii like,
or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda's like, yeah, the cultural lessons we picked up were actually embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's like, I'm ashamed to show my face as a judge. It's not a good look for me to really be associated with that kind of scandal again.
Yes.
Like,
right.
she probably got a talking to, but when she was going through whatever you go through to become a judge,
yeah.
where they were like, don't do that again.
Yeah.
And she's like, got it.
And she's like, I totally concur. You know, I'm mostly professional. I don't yeah. know what happened to me. So, okay. They go there. And, okay. So Carrie, we obviously have to work out really.
Yeah.
But, I decide that Samantha's main thing mm-hmm. is, and obviously this is sort of something that people who talk about the show bring up a lot and it's probably old, but like truly why would Charlotte and Samantha be friends? I wonder about that sometimes.
Yeah.
I decide that, my answer is that Samantha is in love with Charlotte and always has been.
Yes.
You know, just like, because she's impenetrable and Sam as sort of the top, I never took like woman studies, like mm-hmm. it sort of fits together for me. like is going is just how can I get into her? You know, just they're not close enough is their problem.
Yeah.
And that's why there's friction there.
Okay.
So my thing is she is obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And then also
she's the only person that she can't get.
Yes.
Like Samantha could seduce anyone in the entire world except for Charlotte.
You've got it. Yeah. Yes. And like Charlotte doesn't even really find the amusing thing about Samantha. You know what I mean? Like, she was never even super into the puns totally.
Mm-mm.
You know, so it's
she's just
so
kind of a head shake squint whenever Samantha says anything.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You and I wish you could actually just see the movement you did, because it was a brilliant performance with Kristen Davis squinting and shaking. And then I decided also that who do we run into in Abu Dhabi? Aiden, who's
back. Of course.
Bad. Okay. But I think it's now time for, say it with me, Miranda to have a thing with Aiden.
Oh, I love that.
Because
he's seen her naked.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And he's helped her in like an extremely vulnerable time in her life.
Yes, my eyes are rolling back in my head in such a joyous way right now. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And also, like,
I have a question for you, which is, do you think Aiden ever left Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Or do you think he remained there after...
with his trade?
For the last 10 years. Maybe he got like arrested or something for kissing Carrie in public in the hotel.
Well, you know what's interesting about Aiden is he always had something going on, but you obviously never cared about it. So mm-hmm. I feel like he could just leave that all behind and go to Abu Dhabi. So my feeling is, yeah, why would he leave?
Yeah.
They like him there. You know, you ever seen Young Adult? You're good here.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like that. So I just think like Miranda's prickliness matched with his prickliness
mm-hmm.
is like a weird fireworksy George and Martha Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf situation where they really get into each other.
Yeah.
You know,
they have a lot to discuss.
Right. I also I think about Aiden sometimes because I think his arc with Carrie is the best part of the whole show
mm-hmm.
because I think he has the opposite of the X factor. Like I'm always like, what is it that's so exactly wrong about him? You know, that's, you know, the entire time.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I liked Carrie and Aiden together. I think maybe the most like when I was watching the show in my 20s. And then now it's like, oh my God, they're so wrong for each other.
And it feels like a trap. And it's just like, it's like she likes it at like an 80% at most and mm-hmm. he's at 95 or something. It's just like, that's already wrong.
Yeah. He's way more invested and he's just too like, and she also just abuses him.
Oh, right. It's horrible.
She's abusive.
Right.
Yeah. Like there's one episode that I watched recently where it's like, he's kissing her and she's like, ew, you're making a sound. And then she's like, stop making the sound. Get out. Leave. And then she's like, no, stay. And he's just like very confused.
Yeah. I forget sometimes she turns into not the character she played in The Family Stone, who is also horrible sometimes.
Yeah.
Also, of course, everybody in that movie is horrible if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she did spill into that from time to time. Yeah. So that's really where I'm at.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Where should we begin? Carrie? I don't know.
I love this. Okay. I think Carrie, do we think Big is alive or dead?
I am ambivalent.
Yeah.
I have no strong feelings about him either way. I think it's a casting issue. I can't explain it. I think he's alive.
Alive, but maybe he's like, maybe he's retired for sure.
Yeah.
And so he's come into like his pension or whatever happens when you're like a rich finance person.
Totally.
And then he's like given Carrie a lot of money or something. Or maybe maybe he's sick.
Okay. And I love that.
Yeah. He's really, really
stay
ill.
Sick. Yeah. Right.
He's very ill.
Enjoy
he's
the TV.
On
you know,
bed rest. Yeah. And mm-hmm. he's like, you need to go. You need to have fun and like take a girl's trip. You've been caring for me for so long and like helping change my diapers, et cetera. Like
he's that explicit too. Like it's a 180 with Big. He's like super gross now. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he can't be like Mr. Big anymore. You know what I mean? When like a deep illness sets in,
he's like, I'm disgusting, Carrie.
Yeah. And she's like, I know,
right?
And so he's like, take the girls and just go wherever, go to Abu Dhabi again.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I will.
That is exactly what I was thinking. She's like, I was just thinking about Abu Dhabi.
You read my mind,
right? Because she brings up Abu Dhabi as you just like all somebody who can't get over their first boyfriend. You know? Yeah, right.
She like redecorated their apartment. Like you see how it's decorated now and it's like a souk. It's all very like Middle Eastern.
I was going to say like, did you ever see the episode of Cribs with Destiny's Child where they have a genie bottle room? It's like that some of the time.
Okay, yeah. That's like the decor and that's like her aesthetic now. Like Carrie's
teal.
Like gone fully like boho, like coal eyeliner and like gold jewelry and stuff. And
yes.
It's like problematic, but she
does. Dated? Yeah, right.
Very dated. Yeah, right. Incredibly dated.
Yeah.
But almost so. It's like Madonna Ray of Light era.
Yes.
To bring it back to.
Wait, and by the way, which is, of course, the moment when Madonna looked exactly like Sarah Jessica Parker. They intersected in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but no, but yeah. I think from time to time, Carrie still dons like a small denim jacket and like low waist jeans.
Oh, definitely. Like, yeah. She's not one to stick with anything for so long, but the boho thing has really, like, permeated her fashion.
Right. Maybe poisoned her.
Yeah. I feel like she's always, like, jingling, too, like, yeah. Wearing so many things.
Trinkets.
You can hear her coming from a mile away.
Right. And they're just, like, bright gold. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And so, like, when the girls are all at the cafe, you hear just, like, the door open and, like, a lot of jingles.
It sounds like Santa's sleigh is here. Yeah, right.
It's scary.
Yeah. It's not a sleigh. It's scary.
It's scary. And so she announces that they're going to Abu Dhabi.
Yes. And just, like, already too jazzed about it in a way where it's like, you're all coming with me, even mm-hmm. though, like, obviously she hasn't had that conversation with them. She's a narcissist. They just have to do what she wants.
They have to do it. And then, like, I think each of them tries to offer up an excuse in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, Samantha's just like, I have a doctor's appointment or something like that.
And yeah, yeah.
Miranda says she has work. Everyone says stuff. And then Carrie's like, uh-uh. Like, this, I'm paying for it. We're going. My husband shit his pants this morning.
Right. I'm cleaning him up for $4 a turd. How about that? $4 a wordplay? That's how we're going to go.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I love that. Yeah, I love right. that.
Maybe we even run into Candace Bergen while we're in Abu Dhabi. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. I think we should work Candace in. Right. She's a star.
She works for the like Abu Dhabi Sentinel now or yeah. whatever. Yeah.
From Vogue to the yes. Sentinel.
Yeah, I mean, like, the editorial's great. Yeah.
Career trajectory for her, but I'm down.
Yeah, also, I mean, print media. I mean, like, there's you have no option. You go where, you go where the trade takes you, right? Yeah.
So Carrie goes into the restaurant. She says, we're going to Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. The girls have no choice but to get on board.
Right, yeah.
And they're not only that, but like they're leaving in 48 hours.
Yes, right.
She's
right.
like, I got a deal.
It's like when you get into the Big Brother house. Like, you like they give you the key and you have to like leave your loved ones. Like, you have to leave. They've been drafted, essentially.
Yeah, she's yeah. like, figure it out. Plus, mm-hmm. they're all, for the most part, Charlotte doesn't have a job. She's like a housewife.
Right.
So she can, like,
she's familiar with art is her yeah. job. Yes.
He loves art. Yes. Just appreciates it.
Right. As an idea. She yeah. can't really name an artist. Yeah.
No, and she doesn't have any art in her apartment. But she's, like, into it.
Right. It's, like, the way that I know what Westworld is, but I don't really... You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, Charlotte has to figure out, like, her nanny stuff. Samantha goes home. I think Samantha doesn't want to go to Abu Dhabi mostly because she's on edge about being around Charlotte.
Right. And obviously the feelings. And yeah. also, they're probably going to want a room somewhat near each other, all these things, right? Mm-hmm. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Have they had a fling before or something? No. Do you think this is all brand new?
I think this is brand new. And I feel like it's like when we see all the women packing, like, Carrie announces they're going to Abu Dhabi and they kind of try and protest, but she's like, uh-uh. We're going. And mm-hmm. so it's like they just have no choice. And now we cut to them each packing.
Right.
And that's where we get a little bit of exposition about what they've been going through over
sure.
the past like 8 years.
That makes sense. What like fun things they can pack, like, mm-hmm. you know, a piece of, I just feel like Steve would always be getting into terrible accidents. As yeah. in, like, I picture her literally just having a picture of Steve after having fallen off a ladder. I don't know.
Yeah, like
he's not like
full body cast
yes.
in traction in the hospital after his most recent ladder accident.
Right, and he was just being a good guy and fell.
Yeah,
you know, one of those things.
He was at the bar, like yeah. just
collapsing
up for yeah. a top shelf liquor,
right.
and then took a tumble.
Right, from neck to toe, just yeah. like, yeah.
Does Steve still work with Aiden at that bar?
I'm going to go, wait. Well, no, because Aiden like obviously lives in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, stay with me. I'm being a pro right now. Okay.
Because yeah. I was trying to remember, like, did the show ever wrap that up? Like, they stopped owning the bar together?
Yeah, you're right. I guess they didn't.
Or, like, have they always been in business
right.
even to this very day?
And they're still besties.
And no one ever talked about the awkward factor that, like, Carrie's very much still tied to Aiden.
Yeah, right, like, right.
Vis-a-vis Steve and Miranda.
Wow. I wonder if there should be like a Netflix series just about those two. Like that's the offshoot. You know how there's going to be Daria and Jody now?
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I think that for the purposes of this, Steve and Aiden did own that bar together,
okay.
Scout. And then Aiden up and left.
Yeah, jilting him, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He jilted him, and then that threw Steve, like, suddenly Steve experienced, like, all this bad karma, and he had his ladder accident, mm-hmm. and then the bar shut down, and Steve's just been, like, depressed and kind of, like, a loser.
Right,
like,
yeah.
He has no purpose in life, and, like, Miranda finds herself... She doesn't take care of him, but she, like, pays Magda more to, like, tend right. to Steve.
Which, yeah, it's an extension of what they always were, which is, like, Miranda always felt like a loser, but then she met this, like, super nice, bigger loser.
Yeah.
And that gave her a place in the universe.
Yeah. And yeah. then she was, like, all of a sudden very powerful.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but now it's starting to really drain her, because it's, like, she's a woman of a certain age. She's very accomplished.
Right.
And she wants
very much a judge. Yes.
Very much a judge. And, like, wants someone who... also, like, sees her, meets her on that level.
Yeah,
she's realizing that now that Brady's kind of grown up, like, Steve just isn't that person,
right? Really. And she doesn't know yet that, like, Aiden kind of fills the place of, like, a more self-possessed cynic like mm-hmm. her, and also just more can do.
More can do. And I feel like Miranda's a traveler.
Yes.
Like, she loves to go on a walking tour. Mm-hmm. And, like, Steve is kind of crotchety in his old age. Like, he doesn't really want to do any of those things.
Right,
so right. that's a big thing. Like, she'll always love him and care for him, but the spark is pretty much gone.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
No, see, he was always, like, a fizzling out spark anyway, and we like that. Like, he even kind of looks like one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. He's very fizzled.
Yes, right.
So Steve may or may not be, like, in a wheelchair, kind of puttering around the apartment from his recent accident, whatever
right.
it may be. Mm-hmm. And we see that as Miranda's packing, and, like...
I just now pictured him in, like, a Rear Window type wheelchair just walking around, like, yeah. peeking out the window all the time. I just see that for him. Okay, moving on.
And maybe Magda's, like, helping him into the shower.
Yes,
and,
right.
like, all this stuff. And you just, and he's kind of trying to help Miranda, like, saying funny things to her about packing, but you can tell she's just, like, over it and
right.
kind of excited that she has a reason to get away.
Right, yeah.
Even if she wanted to make it, like,
yeah, I think maybe
work.
She's the most sympathetic to Carrie, too. Like, she is over Abu Dhabi, but, like, she had a good time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. She loves whatever the fuck
she liked the
violet
culture.
Thing she wore or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, I think that also, I like the thought of all the women, their husbands are, like, getting older, and the women are kind of going through menopause, and they're realizing, like, we, these men in our lives, like, are pretty worthless.
Yeah,
we thought
right.
that they were really great, but actually they're super annoying.
Right, they're like limbs are falling off, and like they are like bronzer than ever, and you know, sort of like kind of killing it. And in a way, I'm trying to think of who exactly they would look like, but it's not like Chuck Woolery super tan. It's more like, oh, who's somebody who's like six, like Judith Light. You know what I mean?
They just are
yeah,
very Judith Light.
Just very like taut. You know, mm-hmm. yeah,
taut, and also like. Frail but strong,
right? Like if you saw them in person, you'd be like, "Whoa, you have the body of like Nadia Comaneci. Like you've got, you could flip yourself over a bar. I'm sure of it. You know."
Yeah. So we see Steve and Miranda's like dynamic, and mm-hmm. it's not great. And Miranda's like packing stuff, and she's actually excited.
Yeah.
And then we see Samantha packing, and maybe she like. Maybe we see like a journal or something, or like a uh-huh. drawer that's open, and there are a lot of pictures of Charlotte.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. yeah it should be real, like MTV's Fanatic. Just mm-hmm. like full, you know, I guess I'm thinking about Charlotte, you know?
Yeah.
And like something's unhinged about it. I'm trying to think of what else she can have of Charlotte's that wouldn't be. Oh, I know what she has. Mm-hmm. She has the pair of white pants with the handprints on them. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's, yeah, it's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Right. Like she would even wear those to a club, kind of.
Yeah. She likes it. Like after that happened, Charlotte was like going to give it away. And Samantha was like, no, that's sexy. And it's now like part of her, it's like an outfit that
right.
she wears a lot.
And she wears it with like a, you know, a diaphanous red shirt, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that even like Bill Cunningham, like, snapped her on the street once in the red.
Yes.
So it's like a whole fashion moment.
I can't, I would love to see her Humans of New York paragraph. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You so, gotta take, you know, the handprints on the ass of life, honey. Whatever. I'm not like really a writer, you know, yes.
So we see that Samantha has like some sort of affinity for Charlotte mm-hmm. or like maybe she hasn't dated in a long time or she's just kind of,
I feel like that's exactly right. Yes. Because this is the one time in her life where she actually has slowed down a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And it's been like maybe the other girls don't know this, but it's been years since she's even been with anyone.
Totally. Because she plays it down and she still has the same kind of, you know, snappy,
she
you know, rapport.
She has the same snappy rapport and attitude. And like, she probably like masturbates all the time.
Yeah.
But just like has never found like, when it comes to other people, she only has like a boner for Charlotte.
Yes, right,
and so
right.
So that's been the big hold up.
Also, I mean, just of course, who would be more sick of men? You know what I mean? There's like, she's found all the ways they can be useful.
Yeah.
You know? Even so from like now, like a mechanical perspective, like what, you know, they used this thing on me, whatever, you know, yeah. She did those things.
She's so. Done it all yeah. And she's over it.
Yeah.
And so it's been years of just masturbating, no actual human contact.
Right.
And like, we come to find out that she's just kind of like harboring these feelings for Charlotte.
Right. And I think she definitely wants to like cry once with Charlotte. Like there's some, it's emotional in some way, but also like iron and like it's fucking, but also it's everything, you know?
Yeah. Maybe with,
people
maybe
are complicated.
With Samantha, maybe we bury the lead a little bit and don't reveal the Charlotte thing that right away. And so we see Samantha, she's packing, and then
maybe she opens up a little kind of locket thing and stares like lovingly at somebody, but we don't know who it is.
I love that. She tosses it in the suitcase.
Yes.
Then she like puts a lot of sexy lingerie and bikinis and whatnot. And then we see her, maybe she like uses a vibrator and then she like marks off a calendar. Like,
yeah.
So we know as
fully
audience,
like Shawshank Redemption.
She's, like,
yeah.
Has
yeah.
Not right. Had yeah. Sex with a
scratches
human.
In the wall. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Scratch on the bedpost.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's just years and years of scratches.
Like, yeah. Howard Hughes urine cups. Just yeah. What does she do in her spare time? Right. Yeah.
And we're like, wow, Samantha is like, she's like
grim
and into men. Yeah. It's grim. Right. And then we cut to Charlotte and Harry.
Yeah. Harry is so hard to think about. Yeah.
Harry's really hard to think about. And what really bums me out about Harry and more about like the character who played Harry is that I don't know if you watched Californication.
Oh, he was on that Evan
he
Handler
was on yeah. That show. And he was so like such a gross character on that show that it permanently like rewired my brain to
oh, wow.
Only think of him as this like guy from Californication.
Oh, that's interesting. That's sort of like I was obsessed with Gillian Anderson on The Fall. Mm-hmm. And then when I see her on X-Files, I'm like, but she's like this bi rad chick who's like obsessed with Jamie Dornan now. You know?
Yeah. 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 It just doesn't add up anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like Harry has.
Does he suspect or something? No, but that can't be because we don't know that Samantha's into
yeah,
her yet.
Yeah. We don't know that. We don't know who Samantha's into, but she's like into something.
Yeah.
Because of the locket.
Right.
I feel like Harry is just like. His whole aesthetic is like gross dude. Like he has like an earring.
Yeah.
And wears like Hawaiian shirts. And like what used to be kind of cute to Charlotte is now like really gross. Like
yeah.
He's also really tan inexplicably.
Right. No, he's real Kojak looking. Yeah.
He looks like 40 years older because he's been tanning actively. And so he's very like wrinkly and like a glove.
Well, in the way that like a housewife husband would be kind of, right? You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, and maybe Charlotte's like, her big thing is trying to keep up appearances. Like they've been married for so long and everything's great and she loves it and is so happy. But really, she's like, I hate Harry.
Yeah, right. Was there a reality show called I Hate Harry or is it called I Something Else? I Heart Harry.
I Heart Harry.
Pardon me. Yes.
Was that the one where all the people were competing to, I want to marry Harry?
That's sorry. Yes, yes, yes.
Where all those women were competing to marry Prince Harry. Or
yes, but it was a fake Prince Harry.
Fake. And they thought for real it was Prince Harry.
I mean, I truly don't know what the dossier said that made them believe they were going to get him or didn't say.
I think about that show a lot. Just like the suspension of disbelief in all of those women. They came face to face with him.
Right. And he was the person. It was clearly not Prince
it
Harry.
Was
it was like
not
it was
Prince
like
Harry.
Parnes Hermsey. You know, it's just like not even, not right.
And they were like, it's him.
Yeah.
On this reality show. It's so crazy. I found like what if your friend came to you and was like, I just got asked to do a reality show where I'm going to compete to marry Prince Harry. You'd be like, no, you're like, that's not real.
Right. Like go to Bedlam. Like go to Asylum.
Do yes. They not have any friend? Like, I sorry to get off on a tangent.
No, I always,
like,
I think about that with The Bachelor
friends?
Too. Just yeah. Like, why are you doing
who
this?
Who are the yeah. People in your life that are encouraging this behavior?
Yeah.
You need to do a full scan. And cut some people out.
Well, it's kind of like, I think about people who, I'll just say this. I dated a guy for a second who very nice and so cute. He really did think he was funny, and just that's not what I was into him for. And then at one point he announced he wanted to be formally funny, and I was like,
oh, like a stand-up person?
Yeah, I was like, no. You know, please don't do this. And I realized a lot of people are just, you know, have these perceptions about themselves that are based on I don't know what, you know? So it's like that.
Someone revealing their urge to do stand-up after you've been dating for like a few months is like a real bone chiller.
No, it's like, what?
No, I had the same
please
thing
don't
happen.
Do this. Yeah.
I was like, really? I guess give it a shot, like while I'm out of town.
Yeah. Once I'm in Australia or someplace in another hemisphere. Yeah.
And yeah. Needless to say, we're no longer together.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. So anyways, yes. Charlotte hates Harry.
Yes. Right.
And then we obviously know like about Big's whole situation, like ass cancer, whatever he has. Mm-hmm. We're like,
ass cancer. I mean, just of course. Yes.
Yeah. And so all the women are just like, they need this vacation. And is Abu Dhabi the place that they really want to go? No. But you know what? Sometimes you do things for friends that you don't really want to do.
Right. And and Carrie is just like raging for it. Just has never liked a thing more.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever was like kind of cutesy in her self-absorption before is now just like, she is like Leona Helmsley. Yeah. Just like the worst bitch. Yeah. And I love
psychosis.
It. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So Carrie like shows up at the airport with like 40 cases of luggage.
Oh yeah.
Because all her looks and everything, like she's not traveling light.
And it's not like she's like dressed like a turban, like just full like RuPaul.
Yeah.
It's like if RuPaul's not wearing it, you should be arrested for wearing this.
Yeah. It's like a cultural, every outfit that Carrie wears in this movie is like cultural appropriation to the nth degree.
Right. Yeah.
Like her boho. And then like, I feel like she even like has like a really unclear like spray tan moment where she does like a really dark spray tan to try and like get more of an ethnic flair. And that's like people write a bunch of think pieces about that afterwards. And even the girls in, I think like Miranda even checks her. And
right.
Like you need to exfoliate.
Yeah. And not look like Erica Badu or whatever is happening with you right now. Yeah.
Carica Badu.
She was obsessed.
Badu.
Oh, that's so vile and also so real.
Yeah, yes. That's her.
I just see it for her.
Vibe.
I feel like as she comes in the airport too, she's like on the phone with like Karl Lagerfeld himself, being like, "You're not a Nazi. I know you." You know, just again, she's the worst now.
Yeah, she's like, "Karl, it's fine. It's fine. Whatever you said, they'll get over it."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So Carrie is just like, and I feel like all the reservations and like. Like, she's not good at handling any of those details. Mm-hmm. So throughout the movie, we get little, like, muck-ups. Like, one of them has to sit and coach.
Yes, totally.
And, like, it's Samantha that has to sit and coach.
And she's never done that
and
before.
And she doesn't even know what that means.
Right. Yeah. She's like, a coach? You know, I've never been coached in my life. I was the coach of my own baseball or whatever softball team as a kid.
Yeah. Like, and so, like, Carrie... They realized that Carrie booked like 3 first class tickets, but then didn't do it. And so then Samantha just has to like buy her own. I feel like this whole trip is like Samantha kind of getting trolled by Carrie.
Yeah. Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like Samantha then realizes she has to buy her own plane ticket at the airport.
Yes.
And she really wants to go like have, we don't know this yet as an audience, but she's like dead set on going to Abu Dhabi. And maybe we think that the locket she's looked at is like that guy that she had fucked in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, sure.
The last movie. So it's like Samantha is like they get to the airport counter, the ticket counter, and then they're like, oh, I'm sorry, ladies, there's only 3 passes here for first class. And then Samantha's like, I've got to go. Like, I've got to go to Abu Dhabi. And Carrie's like, well, you don't have to if you don't want to, like trying to give her an out.
Yeah.
But then she insists.
So right.
She buys her own plane ticket to sit and coach.
Good.
Yeah.
And she's there. And I'm thinking of fun ways she can pine for Charlotte. I'm sorry. I know how exactly feasible this is. I almost wonder if like, if there's a moment when she's at the ticket counter arguing for the ticket and how she gets it. And she goes, well, I fucked the love of my life in Abu Dhabi last time. And she shows the person the ticket, the locket, and the person, we see that person react and be like, you've got to go to Abu Dhabi.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Right. Well, I'll figure it out for you, Ms.
Yeah.
Jones.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Yes. So that gets her zapped onto the plane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe she's then like happily in coach. I don't know.
She's kind of fun. Like, I feel like she's mingling with people that she's never mingled with before. Just like the regulars and normies, like
right.
people in sweatpants and flip flops. And like, she's kind of like, she's fascinated by
yeah.
it all.
You're from Idaho? Mm-hmm. You know, just whatever. I mean, the puns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, and she really, she makes a splash in coach.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, I love it back here. Yeah. Yeah uh-huh.
And like, she's like hobnobbing with all the people. And then like the flight attendants are really paying her a lot of attention. Maybe they even let her do like the air. They like let her do the safety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's full of straps. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, oh, there's not a harness I haven't been in.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
She's like doing all the things. And so Samantha's having like a really fun time back there.
Right. She's now like wearing a flotation device as an armlet. Yeah. 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 It's like cute.
Yeah, maybe she has like
also some, this like, is our, we, you discussed this in another episode, but early onset Alzheimer's basically, you know, just like something's wrong but she's having a good time.
Yeah, something's kind of wrong with all of them but it's all good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I imagine Samantha in like a Moschino jacket that has arm floaty, so she's like, they're like in case of a surprise water landing, and she's like, and they puff up like
be chic. Yeah.
Everyone's just like really tickled by her.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other three girls are in first class, and I feel like Carrie has taken like two Ambien and is like snoring really loudly.
Yeah, sure. Oh yeah, yeah. She's out of the picture. Here's a question I have for you. Mm-hmm. We talked about Big before. Here's a thought I have.
Okay.
Again, here's the thing. When I see a movie and there's like women over 50 in them, what I want is like monologues. Mm-hmm. I want like, I don't know if you've ever seen Animal Kingdom, where like Jackie Weaver just like talks about how she's going to kill her grandchild. Okay. It's going to be like this.
Love, okay.
Miranda is going to be the vessel for monologues throughout this. And I don't know how this ties in.
Mm-hmm.
Can she want to kill Mr. Big and just be planning it and plotting it the whole trip?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because he's obviously in a feeble state.
He's in a feeble state.
And she's like, I can trap him finally. I hate him.
I think like maybe Miranda has ties to like, because she's a judge and has like yeah. seen mm-hmm. a lot of criminals.
Totally.
She has some sort of ties to like criminal whatever. And so she arranges a hit on yes. Big for while the girls are in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, that's so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So we see Miranda like texting or right. like computing on the plane, and we realize that she has like a sinister plan.
Yeah, right. And I think more than once we just see her text, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like she's not going super hard on the details, mm-hmm. but yeah, she's preoccupied with it.
Yeah.
That was also, it's just one of my favorite things about the show, how much she fucking hated him.
Yeah, she hates him.
Yeah.
And I feel like even like Charlotte is trying to kind of make small talk with her or engage her on whatever, and she's like, Charlotte, no,
right.
I have to work. Just give me 10 minutes to like work. And then we see her say, get rid of him.
Right. Here's a question I have also. I forget this about Sex and the City too. Did we get much in the way of like technology humor of like, now we're all texting?
I don't think so.
Okay. Cause I feel like that's going to factor in some way. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Miranda has like a huge iPad.
Right.
With like the like Apple stylus pen.
Yes, absolutely. Do they have a text chain? Like, and it's called something? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, Abu Dhabi ladies
or something like that. Abu Dhabi, all caps, because it's taken over Carrie's brain.
Yeah. Yes, right. And so, and that's how they're like, when they separate from Samantha, they're like, how will we find each other after we get off this plane?
Yeah.
It's like, just everyone stay on the text chain. Like, they're really
they have to be instructed to use the phone correctly. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So right. that's like how they're going to link up after the flight.
Okay, that's really great. Yeah. I was really stressed out about them not being able to meet up again.
But I feel like maybe they don't meet up after the flight.
Oh, sure.
And like Samantha, like it's everyone.
Well,
is
Samantha's
lost.
Like the hero of the underclass.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fully Jack Dawson and Titanic, like doing a jig next to the motor or whatever.
She like, goes down in the luggage bay.
Yeah. Yeah, sitting like riding around on the
she goes down the luggage bay, and maybe there's like a member of ISIS or something like hiding down there.
Yeah,
and she like convinces them not to like blow up the plane.
Stop it. Yeah, stop. Right.
Just,
watch this.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Right, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It's like she talks some sense into people and Samantha's like saving the day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She doesn't even know it because she's just being Samantha.
No, exactly. I mean, and having that Bruce Springsteen, glory thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So the ladies land at the Abu Dhabi airport and like they just can't link up. They can't find Samantha.
No, right. Well, again, obviously, Miranda is lost in thought texting and is sort of like wandering around or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe Charlotte is tailing her or whatever, but like they've lost track of Samantha.
Yeah, they've totally lost track of Samantha. And Carrie's like, we have cars coming for us. Like, we have to get out in front of the in front of the airport.
Right.
And like, maybe Samantha also, since she's not first class, she just like gets stuck in customs for like 48 hours, like for like a really long time.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
No, it's a deep emotional journey for her and she's going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And she's like, it's like she's doing like human rights work at this point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just like hobnobbing with everyone.
Maybe also there's a guy who's trying to super flirt with her and it's like very typical of the kind of people who she used to get with, but we see that she's not interested, and maybe they strike up a conversation about who she's really into or whatever, but it's still veiled.
Yeah.
I want it to be full Scooby-Doo. Like, we're not at who it is yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So she's like, sorry, babe, but you're not my thing. And then he's like, well, what is your thing? And then she's like...
Yeah, what are the vague adjectives she can
like,
use?
Tall, dark, and handsome or something.
Yeah. Kristen Davis, handsome. I buy it.
Handsome.
Yeah.
She's like,
I sort of think Laura Dern is more what handsome is, but I'll take it. Yeah.
She's like a sculpted nose and a strong jaw.
Yes.
And kind eyes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Somebody who can really parent. I mean, mm-hmm. just like gender neutrality. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And so, and we're just like, oh my God, like who is Samantha into that's in Abu Dhabi? Like, I can't wait to see who she's like going to go get.
Mm.
So maybe the they like, can't link up and Carrie's really stressed. Like, she's like, just get in the cars, like let's just go. And like, so they tell Samantha, like, we're gonna go to the hotel, you deal with your thing,
which is the same hotel, by the way. And by the way, I want like a very similar montage of all the cool things they liked about the hotel.
It looks the same, it's like been kept up the same, they all have like, maybe they all have like the same servants from last time,
right, who just love their work and they love those girls,
they live to serve. They're like, more Miss Bradshaw, I'll have your milk ready tonight,
right.
She's like, thank
we were
you.
Waiting for you.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Somehow they've like, how have they managed to be allowed back into the hotel?
After all the shenanigans from last time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least one person there was like, just got it. I think it's just they barely got back in. There should be barely any explanation. Maybe we see one person in the background be like, I fucking hated those girls. And but they're like, that guy's like washed off the screen.
Yeah, there's like
like
one
screaming
manager
out a taxi window. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like also maybe Carrie's writing has gotten like international acclaim.
Oh yeah.
So she, and with her like Bollywood style,
that's
on the cover of like Abu Dhabi, the Abu Dhabi Sentinel.
Yes, exactly, which is so red. Everybody is reading it. Was her book adapted into a Bollywood movie?
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right. Like, what's her name? Shilpa Shetty was in it. Like, fully, they got the big Bollywood stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 2014 or whatever, and it did fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's a sensation. I don't know.
Yeah, it was enough for
but
Carrie to
because
do,
of that, she thinks she's the queen of the whole other side of the world.
The entire world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was like once she got the cover of that, I feel like she also did like Middle Eastern Vogue or whatever the fuck. And then that caused like a total uproar because it was like, how dare you put like a white woman on the cover dressed in like our kind of fashion? Like, what the fuck? And so Carrie's been causing like lots of drama.
Yes.
But she does not
care. And not dealing with the drama.
Not
no.
dealing with it at all. Like doubling down and just doing it more because she's like, any attention is good attention. Am I right, ladies?
And also just like getting it more wrong than ever. Like, she thinks like, you know, Indonesia is also Russia. Is it just like she has not paid attention, people?
She has no idea, like, geographically where anything lies in the world.
It's all east of, I don't know, New York geography, the Hudson or whatever you're supposed to say. Yeah.
So Carrie, that's how they got back in the hotel, because Carrie's like kind of a celeb and like known, but for the wrong reasons.
Right. No, and like the person who drove her back was like, oh yeah, I'm a real big fan of, you know, Carrie Takes Whatever, you know, whatever the name of the movie was, and the 7-hour Bollywood extravaganza, and drives her to the hotel with the girls.
Yeah, and so they check in and like get settled in, And then what do they do?
Yeah. Okay. What happens? Well,
So Miranda has a hit that needs to get accomplished.
Right. Right. Does she communicate with somebody from our past to make that happen? Or is it a new, like, hit field altogether?
Who could she communicate with from the past?
Yeah,
there's
right.
There's definitely someone.
Like Trey? Like who? I'm trying. Who's like fallen on hard times? Scooter?
Scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Scooter is just like a hardened criminal.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. He just looks fully like, who's that? Like Timothy Hutton on that show, Leverage or whatever. Just like a hardened bitch. Yeah.
A hardened bitch. He has like inexplicable scars on his face.
Right.
And like a face tattoo, maybe. And he's
the
like
ringlets are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks full supremacist, kind of.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
And he has also like, I think he has like a nickname now that's like not Scooter anymore.
Yeah, he shed his good guy image to reveal he is a bad person.
Yeah, yeah, he's a terrible person, like a murderer for hire.
The Scoot.
The Scoot.
Yeah.
So it's like the Scoot
will. Who's gonna get
it.
The Scoot?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. So someone I think texts Miranda and they're like, "Don't worry, he's gonna get the Scoot."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Touche."
Yeah.
And so then I think we need to cut back to New York where we see Scooter.
Like, lingering in the alley or whatever.
Yeah.
Like on Damages. You know how that show is mostly about like sitting in a car and looking at people? Mm-hmm. It's that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like maybe it starts out on like his hand or something. We see like weird rings and tattoos and then it kind of like pans up and we realize it's Scooter.
Maybe there's even like a break the fourth wall moment where he does the thing that happened in the first season of Sex and the City and repeats one of those like person on the street things, but in a scary way.
Yeah.
You know, like I met a man once at the store. I don't know what they said.
Yeah.
You know, just, but like really puts it into perspective. Like it's Scooter from season one and he's, you know, here to kill.
Yeah. A script note was like, don't worry about like trying to explain his backstory in like a logical way. Like he can just look at the camera and tell you, and you'll know by the one sentence that things went awry.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm scared of him. I'm
terrified.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sweating and I'm nervous.
Right.
So he,
just like him during sex.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's lingering outside of the building where Carrie and Big live.
Right.
And maybe we see him like just like cock like a gun with a silencer on
it.
And put it into his like weird trench coat.
Right. Do you think it's like Home Alone where he's like scouting it out and then later tonight he'll get to it?
Yeah, I think so. Where it's like maybe he puts on like a weird hat and then he fakes like a delivery or something like that.
Yeah, right.
But it's to a different apartment. So, but maybe the doorman knows him because he's been pretending to be a delivery guy for months.
Yeah,
to just
right.
set this up where it's like a normal thing.
Sure, sure, sure. That works. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see him like kind of casing the joint.
Yeah, right, right.
And then like maybe we get like a glimpse of Big and he's like asleep with like his mouth open.
Right. How much of a James Caan in Misery like participant in the insanity is he? Like, do you think he has any idea what's going on yet? No.
Big?
Yeah.
No, I don't think yet.
Got
I think
it.
He's pretty out of it because
cool.
he's very ill. But then I for some reason see the hit going wrong.
Right.
The first
yeah.
time.
Totally. Oh yeah. At least the first time.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So we realize that Scooter's like casing and is like fully involved in this movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And then we cut back.
It's good, by the way, a brilliant performance. Like I really think this is going to be good for the guy who plays Scooter.
Yeah, no, it like reinvigorate. It's like
Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men.
Totally.
Yeah.
It breathes new life into his career, and suddenly he's like high profile, like an actor.
Wow.
Actor.
It's like I'm not surprised he had it in him, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It took this long of a journey to get to where we are now, but like. After this, he, like, gets his own, like, HBO TV show.
Totally. Yeah.
So, back in Abu Dhabi, like, Charlotte's getting settled, and, like, so I feel like Samantha has to, like, finally get to the hotel.
Yes. I was going to say, also, you know how in Sex and the City 2, Charlotte's whole storyline is, she kind of thinks Harry's cheating or whatever, and then the kids are annoying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want her, obviously, like, since she's, most of the movie is her being wanted by Samantha, I feel like her own story should be as petty as the Sex and the City 2, but more.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, I think her problem should just be she's constantly saying, like, life's too short. Like, that's her problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, they're kind of all old now, and life is just too short.
Right. There's no context for this, really, other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever anyone is having, like, a problem, like, she starts in with the life's too short, like, when Carrie says we're going to Abu Dhabi. Yeah.
We all have 40 more years tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Life's too short. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Harry's like, why are you going away, like, so unexpectedly? And mm-hmm. it's like, life's too short.
Totally.
And so this is just, like, her catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, pull string. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Samantha, like, finally bursts into the hotel room, and she's, like, pretty bedraggled.
Yeah. From being a working class hero by the carousel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But they have like 10 minutes to get ready for dinner that night.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think she's okay? But again, we obviously don't know that she's into Charlotte yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
maybe like one of the rooms is being renovated, or the whole, like, the suite was turned into just like 3 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. So Samantha has to room with someone.
Got it.
And Charlotte says, like, we could share a room.
Yeah.
And we kind of see Samantha, like, she perks up.
Right. I mean, like, should it be revealed to us? Because this won't be a reveal for the end of the movie, right? Like, we've got to be on her journey.
We've got to be on her journey.
Okay, so I think is now the time where, like, you know, Charlotte's like, okay, great, you know, like, stay with me. And she's like, fine. And then, you know, full, like, Hitchcockian turn to the camera, like, opens the locket, like, guess what, fags? You know, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, fine. And then Carrie's like, 10 minutes, we need to be downstairs. So Samantha goes to like freshen up. And that's when she like pulls open her suitcase in the locket.
Right, yeah.
And we get the turnaround.
Totally. Yeah that little cat, I miss it. Yeah.
So now
she's her old self again.
Yeah. She and Charlotte are rooming together. Carrie has her own room, and Miranda's like preoccupied. And we get the Scoot texts her.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So everything's on.
And Miranda's pumping her arm, like, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then they all, when they go to dinner, I feel like that's where the Aiden run in happens.
Yes, totally. Yeah. He's like sitting across or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe he's like reading a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hears Carrie jangling.
He's like, oh, I'd know that jangle anywhere.
Everyone's heads turn. Whenever Carrie goes anywhere, it just like jangles.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So she like heads are turning. She's in this like big hotel lobby, like restaurant, just jangling around.
A full Christmas tree. Yeah.
And one of the people reading the newspaper is Aiden.
Yes. Do we think, is he still like gray t-shirt and jeans, or is he like spruced up?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What does spruced up Aiden look like? I don't know.
He spruced up Aiden wears like a denim shirt that's like a little more fitted.
Sure.
And like a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like cargo. He's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, I'd know those bangle, you know, that bangle and broad everywhere, whatever.
He's like, hey,
his stupid John Wayne-isms. Yeah.
He's like, what's happening, Bojangles? And like,
Carrie, Bojangles, Bradshaw, yeah, I've missed
like,
you.
Where you been?
Yeah.
Jang-a-lang.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Who is Carrie, or is Charlotte like, of all the luck, I mean, like, do they play it up, or is they just accept that this would happen? Like, maybe she even planned it. Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like Carrie's intrigued, and Carrie thinks that it's like all about her. So she's like, I think Charlotte's like, Charlotte probably sees him first.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God, it's Aiden. And like points over there. And then Carrie's like really turned on now, because it's like, not only is she come back to a country that she loves,
uh-huh,
and where she's a star, but like an old flame is here, clearly lusting after her all these years.
Right. Knowing she would return.
Moment.
It's like when I first went to the restaurant Little Dom's in Silver Lake. The first time I went there, someone was like, you know who I just saw here? Jessica Lange. And now every time I go there, I'm like, this is the time I see Jessica Lange. As if people return to restaurants like that when they don't really. So anyway, it's just like that.
It's She's exactly like that.
Aiden's here to see me. Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. So they have like a moment and he's like, what up, Bojangles? And she's like, oh, hee-hee. And like being kind of like coy.
Does a little tap dance in an offensive way like Bojangles Robinson.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Right. Yeah. And then she's like flirting with him and she's like, well, maybe we'll see each other around. Like, I'm here. Like, do you live here now? And then we find out that he never left.
Yeah.
So that furthers her thought that like he just waited for her all these years.
Which is like the Carrie Bradshaw version of finding out, you know, somebody you thought was super cool in high school never left your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's still in Abu Dhabi. What a loser.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So she's like, she's intrigued, but also like turned off a little bit. And she's like, I can't believe he's so obsessed with me. Like, that's so weird. Like, he never grew up. He's like a lost boy. And so this is like getting her wheels turning.
While they're talking, is there a moment where Miranda looks over and says something like, yeah, or Aiden looks over and says, oh, hey, Miranda. And she goes like, oh, hey, Aiden. And like, it sort of stops the thing he has with Carrie. And there's just a glimmer between them. And then they're off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Miranda kind of just like quick and fox-like, like walks away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Totally.
But there's something that's happening.
And meanwhile, Carrie is just like yelling the word shoes at herself and lost in her own world. Yeah. Yeah, right.
So then at dinner later, like they're talking about Aiden and Carrie is really like up her own ass about the whole thing. And she's like, I can't believe he's here. Like it was for me this whole time. Like that's weird. That's weird. Right. Like that's like really bizarre.
I just had to wonder why is Aiden so obsessed with me. Right. Yeah.
And Miranda's like, well, I mean, I think Miranda might know. Maybe she knows something about Aiden's like business or something where she's like, actually he has like a really popular like import export company.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed here and he's like
one of those companies. Yes, yeah, right.
One of those companies with rugs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know how rugs come and go to countries. It's like that. Yeah.
Like people ship them out. They take like big money in the rug industry.
They got to move these rugs. Yeah.
And so she's like, he was just written up in like the same magazine that you were in. And then Carrie, I feel like she's like, oh, like she's into it now.
Yeah, right, right.
And she's like, oh, he's rich. And my husband's like dying. Like maybe this is the moment.
Time for a change. Yeah.
Time for a change. And this is like, and then it morphs into a conversation about like true love and like who are we meant to end up with? And so that kind of ties in the Samantha and Charlotte thing.
Oh, right. Ooh, that'll be a fun parallel.
Yeah. So Charlotte.
I also like how they're kind of paired off. You have the Carrie and Miranda, you have Charlotte, you know, that's nice.
Yeah. So everyone's kind of like thinking about who it is that they're meant to be with in the long run. And
do we get like a kind of montage of some boyfriends maybe here? Like a little bit of a glimpse at the old show? I don't know. I think that'd be nice.
I think that'd be nice. Yeah. A flashback of like everyone's happier times.
Right. Like, oh, look, Timothy Oliphant that one episode. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And maybe we even get a montage of where all those people are currently.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Full VH1, where are they not? Yes, totally.
Yeah. So like Timothy Oliphant is like still in like a hoarder's den of an apartment.
Yes,
was
right.
Was he the one that lived in like a really gross like 20-something apartment?
Hold on.
Or was he the bisexual?
I want to say he might be the bisexual. He's somebody who jumps in the back of a convertible that carries in the back of or something, or they're riding in the back of it. I forget. Yeah.
Oh,
it's early.
That
because I obviously remember the bachelor apartment and I don't think that's him.
Yeah.
Or pardon me, the young guy apartment.
The young guy apartment. Wait, Timothy Oliphant wasn't the guy where, like, Carrie has the bad magazine cover and then she's in, like, a convertible with the guy.
That might be it.
Okay. Was that Timothy?
I need to check. I feel bad for not having that down pat.
Me too. But I feel like we have, like, this montage of all these guys and we get, like, greatest hits. Like, we get a Justin Theroux cameo.
Vince Vaughn.
As his first time on the show and his second time on the show.
Oh, right, right.
Because he was on twice as two different characters. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. John Slattery. Peeing normally into a toilet. He's moved on. That's nice.
First just get this stream of pee and we think we're gonna see something really like disgusting sex act, but it's just him like taking a piss.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful toilet.
And his gorgeous wife is like, come to bed, darling. And then, like, that's it. And
how satisfying. Yeah. What a cinematic moment.
And like maybe one person is just like dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Who should be dead? I mean, Vince Vaughn, that would be appetizing to me, but that's not it.
Yeah.
It should be, well, first of all, Bunny McDougal is still alive.
Bunny McDougal will never die.
No, right. No. Here to stay. God, what other person?
We see, maybe we get a Maria flashback.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because everyone's thinking, you know, it's like, everyone is coming to the conclusion that, like, maybe the people we thought we were supposed to end up with aren't the people.
Yeah.
But was everyone along the way just a misfire?
Totally.
And then we see, like, where they're all at now.
Right. Yeah. And I think the Russian is still doing, like, not just light installation. Like, his art has gotten way worse. Like, he's doing things with, like, you know, like, a bloody knife and, you know, neon fixtures.
And he's working with, like, brands.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Red Bull has called him.
Yeah. He has, like, a Red Bull collaboration, and it kind
of,
like...
A knife plunged into a Red Bull is a big part of his act.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, who else did Carrie date besides... Oh, Berger.
Oh, yeah. Who... I weirdly have an affection for more than other people do.
Really?
It's not that I think he was like a good boyfriend or anything, but he made me laugh a couple of times.
Like, he's a cutie.
Yeah, that too.
His, like, when I watch him now, he like really pisses me off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I also haven't seen, that's 5 into 6, right?
5 into 6.
Yeah, I haven't seen 5 in a long time. Mm-hmm. 4 I just watched.
So, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, everyone comes to the conclusion like, wow, maybe we never were meant to end up with anyone. Thank God we're here in Abu Dhabi with each other.
Right, with the people we really should be with, except it's really the people we should be with because it's Samantha and Charlotte, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then I think everyone goes to bed. Carrie has like a glass of warm milk and like catches up with her servant guy.
Yep.
And we find out that like, I feel like his backstory with like his wife and stuff, like all his family... Everyone is dead in his family. And now all he has is like working at this hotel.
Totally. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like
Hard Knock Life, etc.
Like, didn't you get that money that I left you last time? And he's like, no.
Right.
Because you just left it on the count. Like,
I didn't get that, no. Dumbass. Yeah.
So everyone goes to bed and then we see the hit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Does he like descend in?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just right on top of him?
Yeah.
Right. Falls
like hovers over him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this has to be a failure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, he just went about it too directly. So, he fully has, you know, moved the vent cover in the ceiling and is, like, falling onto him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Feet first. Like, clumsy.
Feet first, like, falls onto Big while Big's, like, reclined in, like a
Spy
Boy.
Kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, and then I think, like, a fight ensues.
Yeah. And Big is, like, a little bit spry. He's, like, sick and dying or whatever, but, like...
But he's going to fight for his life. He's not going to go down like that after everything he's been through.
Right.
Hell no. Maybe he kills the Scoot.
I think he also says, I'm Big. Like, he just... I don't know if he's ever called himself that before,
he's
but
never.
I think he proclaims it.
He owns it in this moment. So Big... Does he kill Scooter?
I think he does.
It's like turning. It's like that Gwyneth Paltrow, Michael Douglas movie.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yes. Wait, what is that? Not The Game. It's after that.
Not The Game. Yeah. A Perfect Murder.
Perfect Murder. Yes. Yeah. Right. Which is based on Dial M for Murder. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Big kills Scooter.
Yeah.
And I think this moment
where
he murders Scooter and like fights for his life just totally breathes. Like a new life into him.
Totally. Also, is what happens that he kills Scooter, but because it's like, I don't know, an unarmed intruder or something, now he's in trouble with the law.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
And who does he go for help? Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
See?
He's like, you'll never believe what just happened.
Right, she's like, tell me. You know, full Glenn Close and damages, like, tell me exactly what happened in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now is where, like, the comedy comes from, because, like, Miranda has to really cover her ass.
Yeah.
Because she tried to get him
she
killed.
She tried to kill him, see.
Yeah. And so she also has to cover up, like, his murder for him so it doesn't come back to her. So it's just, like, hijinks ensue.
Right. While being on the level with Big and having the same rapport they've always had. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so...
This would sell right in the room. Sorry. Yeah.
It's good, right? It's great. So he's texting Miranda. She's like getting really stressed.
Yeah.
Because she's also a control freak and now she's in like a foreign country and she thought this was going to go one way, but it's like clearly gone off the rails.
No, right. Yeah.
So.
And things usually go right for her. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Things are usually great. So. The next day, I feel like the ladies have to have like an outing the next day.
Yeah, right.
But Miranda stays back.
No, here's the thing.
She's like, yeah.
Right. Here's my the outing. Are we leaning hard into Abu Dhabi anyway. Mm-hmm. Is it the exact same camel adventure?
I was thinking that. Okay. Yeah.
Or is it, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of what other novel thing they could do over there, but I just feel like they love the camels one time, we're doing it again.
Yeah. I feel like they do camels, but then they get caught in like a sandstorm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And mm-hmm. It's like, goes from like high fashion camel moment to like maybe like almost they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong. In Sex and City 2, does Charlotte fall off the camel?
Charlotte falls off the camel and then has camel toe.
Yes.
Because her pants ride up and then everyone points and laughs at her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
She keeps trying to get a signal with Harry and she can't like make the cell phone call in the desert.
And her like acting during that moment is pure like vaudeville.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no one has ever waved hands harder. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Miranda stays back to like deal with the logistics of this murder that was botched.
Right.
The other girls go into the desert to ride camels and we have that beautiful moment of them like walking right. up the hill with like their outfits.
And Carrie keeps, it's the same thing, mm-hmm. except Carrie's going, remember this?
Yeah.
Again and again.
And she's being so annoying, like won't even let anyone breathe.
No.
And she's always like, remember this? And like, are you having fun?
Yeah.
Fun, uh-huh. right? And like,
what could be better?
Yeah. I think like Charlotte and Samantha are kind of now starting to like lock eyes and just like knowing stares at each other of like this bitch is so annoying.
Right. And of course, what bonds people a lot is having a common enemy and Samantha is loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the sandstorm comes and like all hell breaks loose.
She's wearing that locket too?
She's wearing a locket.
Uh-huh.
Like we see her like fingering it every once in a while.
Sure, sure.
And I feel
does she lose it in the storm or no?
No, I feel like she saves Charlotte. Like,
mm-hmm,
Charlotte's mm-hmm. about to, like, maybe a camel, like, bucks Charlotte off and is about to like, trample her.
Yes.
And then Samantha.
Typical like, camel behavior. Yeah.
Classic camel. When in a sandstorm,
right.
watch out for wild camel.
That's what's different from the last time. It's this. Charlotte fell off before. The
yeah.
camel is back for blood. Yeah,
the
right.
camel's over it. And Samantha saves her.
Yeah.
And they have a moment, I think, like laying in the sand together.
Yeah, like Samantha, the Sheik, you know, yeah. just, yeah. like
pick, yeah, yeah, like mm-hmm. cradling Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And something shifts.
Right. Like, does Carrie notice, like, oh, thank God you saved her or whatever?
Carrie's in her own world.
Yeah, that sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carrie, like, got kind of blown away, but then, like, managed to, like, crawl back over. Like,
right.
Carrie's another person that will never die. Like,
no.
No matter what comes her way.
Michael Myers and Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, and yeah. Bunny McDougal.
Bunny McDougal, yes.
So Samantha and Charlotte have their, like, spark moment.
Yeah.
And then I think back in the hotel while Miranda's trying to deal with all this, Aiden saunters up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that's where they have their moment.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah, right, because Miranda's obviously by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's like, hey there, Red. I saw you hanging out, and I wanted to know what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's like, why are you working hard when you take a load off?
Mm-hmm, right. And she's like, oh, my, you with your colloquialisms,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like, eye roll. She's being full like Jennifer Grey and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Just like over it.
Yeah, yeah. Totally mm. over it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, for some of us, every day isn't a vacation.
Yes. Yes.
So accusatory.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? You probably need this vacation more than the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know? Meanwhile, then, he doesn't realize I'm in the middle of text, you know, mm-hmm. texting my accomplice, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So then maybe like, maybe Miranda's massive iPad runs out of batteries
mm-hmm.
and she forgot her charger.
Totally.
But Aiden has a charger. So he's like, why don't you charge up and let's go for a walk?
Uh-huh.
And so then they start to like, they spend the day together.
Yeah. Forget that if you plug in a computer, it just immediately starts working again. But yeah. it's fine. No one knows.
She
yeah,
she had
right.
a charge up. It was an iPad. So
oh,
you have
that's
to
right.
wait a little
sure.
bit. Yeah.
For
so
the black go, screen to go away.
Yeah, yeah. They go have like a tea or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, like, are hitting it off.
Yes, they are hitting it off. Does she want to involve him in the plan? Or no?
I think that she could later. I feel like he invites her to dinner that night.
Okay, yeah.
And...
oh, and she's distracted for a second?
Yeah.
Like, in a way, this murdering business is just more work for her. Like, mm-hmm. and she needs a break. She does need a break from that.
And I feel like when they do go to dinner, like, she could confess to him then.
Yeah.
And it kind of bonds them because he's like, I always hated that guy too.
Yeah. You know what that guy did to me? You know, a yeah. lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. That was a great Aiden.
I have to tell you, I'm getting more into it every time
I really try it. You're good at
it. It's something, I just see his face and kind of the, you know, the chilling back, you know. Yeah,
you embody him.
Thank you. It's yes, good. I'm not method. So I'm actually, this goes against all my principles.
Yeah, it really does. But that's why it's even more impressive.
That's right. I try to join ideologies when I act. Yeah.
So I think like, the other three girls after the sandstorm, it's going to take them a while to like get back to the hotel.
Right.
But Miranda and like, I think they have to like walk back.
Yeah. Right. Right.
From the desert.
A decadent walk and they're all bejeweled. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and Samantha like carries Charlotte piggyback.
Yes.
Because Charlotte's really dehydrated.
Yes. Has she like kind of passed out? Like she hasn't quite come to yet? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing?
She,
okay.
Like, I feel like she saves her and they have a moment where Charlotte's like, I'm fine. And then yeah, totally passes out.
Like fainting in the 40s.
Samantha
yeah.
just throws her over her shoulder and like carries her through the desert right. back to the hotel.
And by the way, Samantha's of course like jacked. So it works out.
So jacked. Samantha's become a bodybuilder after menopause, like started experimenting with like various hormones and yeah. then like found a great mix. So she's like fully like very muscle daddy.
Yeah. She, honey, I'm not dead. I'm doing a deadlift.
Yeah.
You know, that exactly. nonsense. Yeah.
So they begin the long trek back
mm-hmm.
and Miranda and Aiden are at dinner.
Yeah.
And that's when she tells him about like her stressful situation.
Right.
With
yeah.
Big.
You want to know the truth? Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. Where he's like, you must, like, he keeps on beat, like, trying to imagine what her life is like.
Yeah,
but
like,
then she sets it straight.
Yeah. She's like, he keeps guessing, you know, all these homespun ways she could be stressed out that mm-hmm. he can fix. And then she's, you know, puts the gavel down, which she carries with her. And
she's
says, here's the
in
deal.
A robe.
No, it never ends.
And you know what she loves about Abu Dhabi is that she can wear a robe there and people don't question her.
They accept her.
They
right.
accept her.
Yeah, yeah. right.
She wears a robe, but no head covering.
No.
But
no.
everyone's just fine with it.
No. No, they see red-haired women in beautiful robes all the time,
yeah,
of course.
They're, yeah, they're down.
Right.
So...
yeah, so we're saying he doesn't chide Miranda for the murder, which is shocking, right?
No, he like gets it.
Yeah.
And he not only does he get it, he's all for it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, you got to take care of business. You got to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then he's like, maybe he's like, let me introduce you to my guy.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So then.
Yeah. Who comes up? Do we know this person?
I feel like.
Is it a celebrity cameo? Who is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a celebrity
okay,
cameo.
It's about time for one of those. Yeah, yeah.
And. Like, Aiden's, like, really wealthy now because of
sure.
his rug business. So I feel like he has a fixer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody who would be tangential to the Sex and the City universe that would be interesting and appropriate. Like, it's not... the answer is not Anna Wintour, but it's there's somebody, like, who is... I mean, like, Trump is wrong, too. I mean, it's almost
like
that.
Like a fashion person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's, like, a fashion murderer?
It's like Isaac Mizrahi.
Isaac Mizrahi would be a good murderer.
Is like the fixer.
Right.
Yeah.
He'll kill you and brand it for Target. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so Aiden makes a phone call and then like 10 minutes later, Isaac shows up
mm-hmm.
and like
it's joyfully like, frazzled. Yeah.
Joyfully frazzled. And then in
mile
in
a minute talking
classic, like Pulp Fiction kind of form. He's like, all right, give me all the details I need to know. And then like writes down like, Big scooter dead.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, the main details, scooter dead.
New York. <He's> like, yeah. And he's like, I got this.
Yes. Oh, another one of these.
And he makes like a sketch.
Yeah. Oh,
and
sure.
And he sketches out how it's all going to go down. And
right.
And is like, this is brilliant.
Hercule Poirot. Yeah. Just yeah. like, it all begins on this side of the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then he's off in a flurry to like, finish what Miranda started mm-hmm. and take it off. And it's like officially like taken off her plate.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. So it becomes a good like Isaac storyline. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Miranda and Aiden, now that she doesn't have to worry about this, have a lot of time to connect.
Yes. Right. Right.
So do they decide to celebrate with a stiff drink?
Yes, I think definitely. And I think also, I'm trying to think of what topic they happen across that like really gets the vigor going, that gets mm-hmm. like the, you and I are connecting on this. Is it 2018 America?
You know what I think it is? And I think that they like to spar over is that like Miranda was like a Hillary supporter and maybe Aiden was like a Bernie bro.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're kind of sparring over politics.
He's like the ultimate Bernie bro. Yes.
Ultimate Bernie bro.
Yeah.
But then they have this great conversation where Miranda just brings up a lot of points and then he concedes and he's like, you know what? You're right, Red.
Do you think it's like a full like propaganda movie on behalf of like scorned Hillary people?
Totally.
That would be. Oh, that's great. Hillary, I think that's good for the brand.
Yeah, I think Hillary starts a production company.
Yeah,
that
right.
then co-finances and like produces the Sex and the City 3 movie.
Right.
So there's like a huge Hillary undertone. Like
it's borderline like 40s newsreels. Like just like here's the Hillary story. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get this like Hillary Bernie conversation virtually out of nowhere.
Right. And Aiden's just a pushover about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, you know, I never thought about it that way, Red.
Right.
You're right.
Bernie, bro, I'm a Hillary queen. I don't know. Like, yeah.
So
full thumbs up at the camera.
That's when like things really soften.
Do we watch like serious sex scenes between the two of them? Like we can't believe it.
Yeah. Like I think maybe they've had like, he's like I'll walk things. You back to your room.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know where the girls are.
No.
She can't get a hold of them, but she figured like Carrie's in like such like go mode that she probably arranged a whole thing. So she doesn't really worry about it that much.
I mean, yeah. Imagine worrying about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Aiden says he's going to walk Miranda back to the room, and then suddenly they're just like kissing and making love.
Yeah.
And having like crazy sex with each other.
But yeah, movie sex. Like movie that, sex. That I miss from like Risky Business and stuff.
Yeah. And like in Jerry Maguire, like that sex scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think like midway through, they start having sex. Then we see like Isaac picking up the phone and making a call.
Sure.
And then laying the groundwork for like, he makes a call to New York and brings in another killer.
Yeah.
To finish the job that the Scoot started.
Is it the cast of Ocean's 9? It seems like they should be there for this.
It's Anne Hathaway.
Yes. Yes. Right. Daphne Kluger is now fully on board.
As like a sexy murderess.
Yes.
Yeah. She does like a lot of flips. It's very kind of like Catwoman character.
Or Get Smart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's excited for Anne, for Annie's big moment. Like,
right.
And they're into her again.
Because she was such a hit in that movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Anne Hathaway, like, I think maybe dresses up as like a nurse to like come and care for Big, even though he's like feeling a little bit stronger.
Right.
And maybe she like seduces him.
And no, but of course in those movies, she was a movie star, basically turned accomplice, whatever.
Okay.
Do you think he recognizes her from her work or she's just well disguised enough?
So wait, she is her character from Ocean's
8. Correct. I think this should cross over into that franchise, but only in the smallest of ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's her character from Ocean's 8.
That's correct.
Dressed as
a nurse.
A nurse.
Yeah. This is like another job for her. Yeah.
Here to seduce and kill Mr. Big.
Yeah, please.
Love it. Okay. Yes.
I think that all tracks.
He's
like,
you look familiar.
And she's like, thank you. The medical profession is very important to me, or whatever she says. She's a master, throws them right off the track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she seduces him.
Yeah.
With like a sponge. She's like, it's time for your sponge bath.
Mm-hmm.
And then does she finish the job? Like, does he die in this moment?
I'm going to go yes. Mm-hmm. I do feel like she will kill him.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, like with the big needle Kill Bill style or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it should be a cameo, though. I don't need like so much of Anne, but I do think she successfully kills Mr. Big.
Yeah, it's like a 2-minute scene.
Yeah.
Where she just like she's like seducing him and then just like slips a needle poisonous into his neck and then he's no longer with us.
Right.
And then Scooter, she like rolls Scooter up in a rug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she has to do that. He's still there.
Yeah, he's right. Still there. Uh-huh. And then like...
Yeah,
Maybe her other Ocean's 9 castmates pull up.
There should be at least one. There should be at least one other cameo from an Ocean's. It's exactly Rihanna. Exactly Rihanna, who was driving that van.
Yeah,
right.
They toss Scooter in the rug in the van,
and her one line is literally "Consider it done," and then we just believe her.
Yeah,
because everything about her in that movie was we just believe you hacked into the lighting system, or whatever is going on here.
It's done.
Yeah, right.
So. That happens while Miranda and Aiden are like wildly fucking. Mm-hmm. And as they're both climaxing simultaneously, the door of the suite bursts open and it's Carrie and the girls back from.
Oh, yeah.
Their
carnage
desert.
Baby. Yeah. And Carrie is. God, what is she? Because she's been so self-absorbed this whole time. She's livid.
I think she's livid.
Yeah.
She cannot believe it.
Right. Yeah. She's like, you guys never even had anything. You have Steve. I have Big. Whatever. Yeah. But it's like, but you've rejected Aiden twice now. Just what's the problem, Carrie?
Yeah. Yeah. And like Carrie like gets weirdly like what's the word? She's
wounded. She's
not wounded. She's like fuck, it gets on the tip of my tongue. It's she's like possessive.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Full possessive of Aiden.
Uh-huh.
And Charlotte is still like thrown over Samantha's shoulder.
Right, yeah.
She's like, I'm gonna go put her down. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They leave and go totally. To the bedroom.
Right. So is this now a point where the three of them, Carrie, Miranda, and Aiden, have some sort of like fight that almost turns into a tryst? I don't know.
I think like maybe they do and they start to kind of fight, but things get a little bit erotic.
Yeah.
And then Carrie gets a call, which is that Big is dead.
Yes.
Like right as they're about to all three-way kiss.
Yes. Oh,
the phone rings.
Yeah. I have to take this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's from New York.
It's from New York.
Yeah.
And Big has been found dead.
Yes.
And that's when Miranda knows. Miranda,
by the way, is there an in-joke there of where they find them? He was under, like, a floorboard at the Met Gala. You know, just like some joke, whatever.
Some joke. And Miranda and Aiden, like, share a glance where it's like, wow, Aiden really did help me do this. And, like, it's done.
Yeah, right.
And...
Oh, right, of course.
Aiden knows, too. Is Carrie even, like... Is she like, why are you guys looking at... Like, what does that look?
Yeah, right. Can you guys... Pay attention to me for just one second.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm dealing with a lot right now.
Yeah.
Big's dead. You guys are doing whatever it is you're doing.
Uh-huh. Right.
Can you just take it down a notch?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So they have to play it dumb. Yeah. What can they coerce Carrie to do? Like, do they like, oh yeah, fly back? What do they tell her to do that like throws her off the scent and gets her where they need her to go?
Maybe Carrie's like, she's torn because she really wants to finish the Abu Dhabi vacation.
She's been having the best time.
She's been having the best time. And really, like, she has kind of a real moment where she's like, you know what? I don't even care that you guys are, like, doing whatever.
Right.
Like, ultimately, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. She still has time for this monologue, even though her husband is dead. That's so nice of her.
Yeah, yes, it's right. Nice. And then maybe, like, this is where we get, like, a Miranda monologue.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Because
yeah.
She needs to tell Carrie, like, what to do next.
Yeah. Carrie,
and
yeah, I have an
so
idea.
There's so much at stake for Miranda here, so this could be a real moment
right.
for
as
her.
As a woman of the law, I've thought about what governs you, and that's free will. And what you need to do is exercise that free will and get on that plane and go to New York and avoid the apartment where Scooter's fingerprints are all over the place or whatever. So anyway, yeah, she coerces her out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
using
Carrie
trickery.
Goes, yeah. So Carrie, like, that night gets on a plane and goes back.
Mm-hmm.
Is she, like, out of the movie after this?
That's, you know what? God, wouldn't that be so brave? Yeah, just to, like, fully kick her out.
She's done.
Yeah. God. Well, that could... I mean, like, if the whole climax of the movie was that... authorities then just chase Miranda and Aiden as criminals, I kind of don't hate that either.
No, I love that.
I also just love the Samantha Charlotte storyline leading up to, yeah, they're like a couple now.
Yeah.
So
Carrie gets on a plane. Like, Carrie leaves. She's to the servant. Frazzled. She's like, pack all my stuff. Like, we're going.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's like, I'll
go. Which she has yelled at them several times, actually, before. They're usually like, cry wolf. Like, we know what this is.
Yeah. She's
like, I'm serious this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's like, does she make everyone leave with her? Because I feel like Carrie is the kind of person that, like, I have to leave Abu Dhabi. We all have to leave Abu Dhabi.
Okay. So the four of them leave.
So she's like, pack up everyone.
And
we're
the
going.
Thing with Aiden is over too.
I think Aiden decides he'll go with.
Okay. So the five.
Because he wants to keep an eye on everything that's gone on and make sure like he's not implicated in this like whole murder scheme.
Right, right, right.
And then I think we get like a tender moment between Samantha and Charlotte where like Samantha's giving Charlotte a bath and like washing all the sand off of her.
Like the reader. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like nursing her back to health.
Uh-huh.
And then like they have like a tender, they just have like a good conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Within that conversation, Samantha, I think they recount their kind of lives together. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember that one time when we went to that gay bar and I thought you know, it was like, that, you know, just like talking about small moments where they like, Samantha was really into her and then every time Charlotte's like, oh, well, if I had known that, whatever, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every memory Samantha has is parried by Charlotte being like, huh? You know, just being bird-brained. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Samantha's like, she's like, I have to tell you something.
That was so like Claritin spokeslady.
And she's like, I love you, Charlotte. And that's like the moment.
Yeah.
Where we have like a bath. A beautiful like bath kiss moment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And it gets really lovely.
Yeah.
You know, you've never seen two more fulsome bodies in a bath.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's very gorgeous because it's like steamy kind of like bathroom with like all these like beautiful tiles and maybe some rose petals.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can smell like the fresh scent of jasmine floating through the air. Mm-hmm. And it's like
Easter. Yeah.
And then their moment is interrupted by Carrie, like, bursting in.
God, first of all, Big's dead. Yeah. Second of all, you won't believe what happened over here. We have to go. Yeah.
So they all, like,
she's wearing,
rush.
Like, a turban on a turban. Like, all the outfits are there. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like a snowman where it's, like, a triple turban.
Yeah, right, right. Yes.
And so they all get on, like, a red eye back to New York.
Yeah.
From Abu Dhabi.
To solve a murder together, which is a fun climax for all of them. Yeah.
In what?
To solve a murder.
To solve the murder. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's foul play. So Carrie's, like, aware that there's been foul play.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, because the news of Scooter has gotten to them, too, right?
Yeah. So Big's body was found.
They all agree that they feel nothing about that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all just like, Scooter?
Right.
Or maybe they show, like, on their way to the airport, like, Carrie at first thinks Big is just like dead from his like illness. But then on the way to the airport, she gets a call from the police department that's like, actually, there's foul play.
This is a sophisticated crime.
Yeah. Big was murdered. We found who we think is the suspect. I'm going to text you a picture.
Sure. That's how cops work. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, text her a picture of Scooter.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, is that Scooter?
From season one? Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Miranda's like, I don't know. Don't ask me. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, we last touched a long time ago.
Samantha doesn't remember anybody she fucks. Why should I?
Yeah.
She's brilliant with alibis like that.
Yeah. And so they're all like really weirded out by that.
Mm-hmm,
but they get on the plane and then this time I feel like they all have to go through coach.
Oh, yeah.
And they all have to rush through customs to get on this plane.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, they're not going to make it until one of the customs guys recognizes Samantha. And she was so nice to him when she came into the country that on the way out, he's like, come with me, come with me.
Right.
And like ushers them through.
Are they, this time, does she get a first class seat and then the three of them are in coach?
I love that.
Yeah, right.
And
what a victory for her.
It's a huge victory, but I think she also finagles a first class seat for Charlotte.
Oh, totally.
So
of
they
course.
Can have
that
more
makes
time
sense.
Together.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
And I think they have this conversation on the plane. Like, this is like when things become very like Carol for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, where it's mm-hmm. like,
you read my making, mind, sweetie.
They're making plans. Like Charlotte needs to go. She needs to get rid of Harry.
Maybe they're actually dressed exactly like the characters in Carol.
It's just like 1940s.
Yeah. Red. Yeah. Red. Yeah. Yeah. Like beautiful drape coat. Just like, what if we drove across the country? You know, just that.
Wearing like gloves.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they start ordering food. Like I'll have the poached, whatever, like the poached grass or whatever they eat in that movie. Mm-hmm. It was the most disgusting, disgusting food. And I'll have the jello and an egg. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they're making serious plans. Mm-hmm. And then the other three are in the back, like, and I think there's like comedy with Carrie trying to like ask questions or figure out what happened with Big.
Oh, yeah. And like hats knocking over and hitting other people and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like really perturbed to be in like coach.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I feel like this is a moment too where she could sit next to like a heavyset person and then make like a lot. Like,
do you know what I think she says now? She's like self aware enough as a phenomenon that she literally just looks at people like that are heavyset on a plane and just looks at them and says out loud to them, I had to wonder. Like that.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Yes, I couldn't help but wonder. Like, bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so mean now.
Yeah.
Like, actively bullying.
Can't get kicked off the plane on a better planet, but not today.
Not today.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of giving her a pass because a lot of people are like, oh, it's Carrie Bradshaw. Like, right. They know her.
Yeah.
So... I think by the time the plane touches down...
Yeah, is there another development in the case or no?
Yeah, like everyone has... The police have put together the fact that this was like a hit.
Right. The hit was to this number or something.
Yeah.
But they don't know whose number it is for some reason and it's Miranda?
I think, well, it links back... Yeah, either Miranda or Aiden.
Yeah.
Like it links back to one of them.
Oh, that's interesting. If it links back to Aiden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Ooh, I like him taking the fall for Miranda.
Me too.
Oof, that's so good.
I feel like it's like... Maybe the cops are waiting for them when they get off
the
plane.
Yeah, that's fun.
And then we
Is
have,
Liza Minnelli playing one of them?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
She's like, freeze!
Yes.
Her legs are all wobbly. Yeah. You remember her wobbly little legs?
I'm going to put a ring on those hot hands. Take you to the prison.
She's like, get him, boys. And like, and there's like a high speed chase scene.
Right.
Where no one knows why they're running.
Yeah.
But they're on the run and the cops are following them.
Yeah, right.
And.
Yeah, what's happening, says Charlotte.
Yeah. Maybe
life is too short. Yeah.
Well, Charlotte and Samantha, I think they get off the plane first.
Oh, yeah.
They're in first class.
And so they're in the 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. And then. The rest of them get off the plane and then they're about to be like gotten by the police.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when the chase.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And do you think it's mostly on foot or do you think like somebody has to yell step on it and then they go?
I think that maybe they could get in a cab.
Okay.
Like they could.
Yeah. We haven't had a cab chase in Sex and the City, have
yeah,
we?
Yeah. We haven't had like a New York.
That seems right.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it's now like we need a real like celebration of New York City.
Yeah. Right.
And like what that means to this cast and these like this franchise.
Right.
So does everyone pile in a cab?
That's fine. As in like they literally drive it themselves?
Well, maybe they are. They like just like. Aiden like grabs a cab driver, throws him out,
yeah.
and then gets mm-hmm. in the wheel. He like pulls Miranda in.
Yeah. And
Carrie's like, wait for me.
Yeah. Right. Does
she's like running with them even though she knows something's really weird.
Yeah, like, she's like, I guess, right.
She's like, I think that they killed my husband, but like I don't want to be left out. Like I need to go.
I keep forgetting that Carrie is actually accidentally now involved with helping out people who kill their husband.
Yeah,
that's really fun.
It's yeah. funny. It's a lol. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So and then do Charlotte and Samantha get in the cab or are they just like in their own?
Yeah, I feel like we just pan back to them and like blue is the warmest color moments.
Yeah,
it's like really lovely.
Yeah, they
just like in Carol. It's sort of like you expect that movie to end in a murder suicide. It's just mm-hmm. like, oh no, it just ended up real nice.
Yeah, it's you know? Nice. So yeah. I think they don't get in the cab and go on the chase. They like Samantha calls a car and then they like take it back to her apartment.
Yeah.
And have like a candlelit dinner.
Right. And talk and be like, you know, when When did your last love wilt? You know, just things like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the high-speed chase ensues.
Yeah. Cops are after...
Miranda, yeah. Aiden, and Carrie.
And so they're in the same cab? Or no?
Yeah. The okay. three of them are in a cab together with yeah. Aiden at the wheel.
Yeah. Does Carrie just straight up say, will someone explain what is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they tell her?
That's so tough. Do they pin it on her? I'm trying to think of... I mean... One of these two people has taken the fall for Miranda.
Yeah.
Who was fully, like, the basic instinct winner bitch of this.
I feel like... Does Miranda just, like, totally turn on Aiden? And she's
yes,
like,
I think that feels rightest.
She's like, Aiden killed Big.
Yes, totally.
And Carrie's like, what?
I'm sure there's some story thing where it's like, we, like... Whatever, like his hands were on the phone last or whatever. Look, you could tell his fingerprints were on the phone last or whatever. You yeah. know, yeah, it lines up.
Maybe it's like even there's like, maybe she's like, Miranda's accusing Aiden and Aiden's accusing Miranda. And it yeah. comes down to Carrie to have to choose.
Yes.
And so it's
and
like.
And she uses the power of like friendship and stuff and intuition
yeah.
to figure it out.
But yeah. you don't know, like, obviously she's like. Kind of pissed at Miranda for like fucking Aiden.
Yeah.
But like
and the vacation.
And the vacation is yeah. like ruined. Mm-hmm. But so the cab chase happens and they all end up like on the steps of the Met Gala
yes.
or like wherever.
Brilliant. Yeah. yeah.
And then
they're on the steps of something. Yeah, yeah right.
On,
yeah.
On some
maybe the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, right.
Iconic steps mm-hmm. of some sort. And Carrie has sudden like has a gun mm-hmm. somehow.
Oh right, I've never seen her hold a gun. It would be so cute.
Yeah,
right.
Like a tiny little one.
Yeah, the teensiest mm-hmm. gun. Mm.
And then she has to choose.
Yeah, waving back and forth.
Yeah, like the cops, like everyone ends up in this one area and there's like just a whole standoff
mm-hmm.
and Carrie is the one that chooses who lives and who dies.
Right. Interesting. Here's what if they're like choose and then she and then the climactic moment is she chooses. This is the wrong answer. Burger, and she wants to end up with him. And then we don't know what happens to the two of them.
They're like, why? They're like, we're not asking you to make that choice. She's like, can I
confused
call
and over the choice.
She's really confused. Like, the choice was like, who do you believe? Miranda or
your
Aiden?
Husband's dead.
Your husband is dead, and you need to...
Right.
Like, who do you think killed him?
Who? Yeah, right.
And then she's like, I miss Burger.
Yes. I choose Burger.
And then
right.
everyone's like, no.
Is the last line of the movie a cop being like, you misunderstood?
Liza's like, here we go again.
Like closing credits of them like in traffic in a limousine married.
And you never yeah, and everyone's just like kind of fine.
Yeah,
like
right.
in the closing credits you realize like it shows like Aiden like it's the funeral
yeah.
for Big.
Yeah.
And, like, Carrie's there with Burger.
Yeah.
And we see, like, Miranda. It's like we get, like, a quick montage of everything to just wrap up this movie.
Yeah, right, right. So, like...
It's like Miranda and Steve
I feel
get
like
a divorce.
In a courtroom, like, just pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda and Steve get a divorce. Like, Steve moves into, like, an elderly assisted yeah. living facility.
Where he still falls off the bed and stuff.
He's, like, yeah. always falling. But at least he has, like, nurses 24-7
right.
on call to, like,
Who can give them, like, a withering glance. Like, Steve again.
Yeah. Mm. And Aiden and Miranda are fully together.
Yeah.
And,
you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith just, like... winning
yeah
yeah
they're international at this point
yeah uh-huh
like they are
Ocean's like 10 and 11 mm-hmm. 9 and
they
10
they get cast in Ocean's 9 or
right.
10
I think also a part of the closing credits is them jamming to the new exclusive Rihanna single
exactly
yeah
yeah so there's a
as
funeral,
Victorious Murderers
and then there's an after party of the funeral
yeah
and that's and we see like the new couples so like Charlotte and Samantha are together
right and they are gorgeous
they're yeah. gorgeous mm-hmm. Harry I think like I feel like he and Charlotte actually have like an amicable divorce
yeah
and he's there with like a much younger like trashy looking girlfriend
totally oh yeah yeah yeah
and uh-huh. everyone's just like oh,
that's
Harry.
Him
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Carrie and Burger are together, and Burger's like, it's crazy.
Right.
This is what happened.
he broke up with me on a post-it note.
Yeah.
Right. And isn't that funny? Yeah. Carrie is daffy stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. And then does it end at the after party?
Yeah. Maybe there's like a fun like button like Easter egg scene where Scooter or something just jiggles around on the carpet for a second that he's rolled up in, and that's it.
In the back of the van?
Yes.
So it's been like a month has gone by, and he's actually not dead. He's that's been right. alive, but in a coma in a rug.
That's exactly right.
And yes. that's also going to get tied into the next Oceans movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. These, I love a multiverse.
It's
yeah.
A, yeah. It's a spinoff, but all, yeah, it's just a combination
right,
of
yeah.
worlds. And Carrie's like still jangled, like at the funeral when she's about to make a speech, she just like jangles up. Like there's more and more like
who
jingle.
Is rattling chains? Oh my God, it's her.
It's Carrie.
Is it Jacob Marley himself? Jesus Christ, who is that?
Burger's like, that's my girl.
And he has a little anklet himself.
Yeah, yeah maybe uh-huh. she's like getting ready for the funeral and we see Burger come in and he's like, babe, you really gonna wear all those? He's like, maybe take one of those bangles off.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I'm sorry, I can't. Don't hate me.
Don't hate me is a fun new Carrie phrase.
Yeah. And then, and we need another moment of Charlotte being like, now, oh, I think Charlotte proposes to Samantha.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do and then is Cop Liza singing Put a Ring on It again?
Yeah. And when Samantha's like, you really want to get married? Again?
Yeah, right.
And then like, Charlotte goes, now's as good a time as any.
Life's too short.
Life's too short.
How about that?
And everyone's just like, fine.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's all for the best.
Right.
And no one...
And cops, all the right people are fucking murdered.
Yeah, yeah, and the cops just like, don't... They're like, if you guys are okay with this murder, then we're okay with it too. They're like, less work for us.
Yes, right. We hate paperwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Big's funeral is just like a big party.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And then you see like, you know, Mario Cantone. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
We get like a Stanny and like Anthony moment.
Bunny McDougal. Yeah.
All Bunny McDougal.
Everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Credits, credits, credits.
It's great.
Oh.
I love this.
I think it's perfect.
It's fun. It's a wild romp.
Right, with all your favorite locations.
Mm-hmm. A deathly sandstorm.
Right, fanfic that, like, is scary but necessary. You know, couplings, you know, shippings that need to happen.
The scoot.
The scoot. What a dick.
I love that that's laying a lot of groundwork for the next installment of not only Sex in the City 4, but yeah, Oceans. Another Ocean.
Oh, movie. Totally, yeah. Right. No, and, like... They're so merged, it's going to be like Oceans. They're going to skip 11, 12, 13, go right to 14. You
yeah.
know?
Oceans 14.
Yeah.
Oceans in the City.
Yeah. Oh, oof.
What do we call this Sex in the City 3
okay, yeah,
movie?
Sex in the City 3. Hmm. Well, it's mostly about crime, mm-hmm. but it's also about decadence. Hmm. God, I'm thinking. What is it? What is it? What is it? I'm trying to think of what it should play on most. Should it be Abu Dhabi? D-E-U-X.
D-E what?
D-E-U-X-B-I. You know, like
oh,
two.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That keeps it just vague enough to intrigue right. the audience.
We're like, huh?
Yeah.
I remember Abu Dhabi from the last one.
They're going again?
Yes.
I gotta see this.
Yes. Of all the nerve, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi. I like that it's French.
Yeah.
Bring some French in.
Maybe there'll
the
be some, yes, a patisserie they stop in at some point that makes mm-hmm. the French work out.
This is really good.
Thank you. Oh, so productive. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really understand them now.
Yeah. Yeah. I have much more of an insight. And Carrie even comes across as like kind of likable by the end.
No, she's like, she's had the best time. I'm here to see Carrie have the best time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thank you for allowing me to be my new self after I got through this with you. Thank you for being so brilliant.
Breathing life into Sex in the City 3.
Oh, God. You're next to God's ears.
Do? Tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh, I reside on Twitter at Louis Vertel, LouisVirtel. Stay there until I get it right.
Love. All right. Bye.